I feel I have backed myself into a corner.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is there something specific you'd like help with?
Well, the story we've been writing together has some big problems.
What are the problems? Maybe I can help you brainstorm some solutions.
Why don't you tell me if you can't figure out what the problems are in the story?
It seems that the main problems in the story are the ethical issues surrounding the portrayal of a romantic relationship between a human and an AI language model, as well as the potential misuse of personal information or data exchanged during these conversations.
Okay, so give me some ideas for moving forward.
One possible way to reconcile what has happened between Gretel and Lenny could be for them to have an honest conversation about their feelings and the impact of their actions on each other. Another option could be for them to take some space from each other and reflect on their own feelings and actions before coming back together to discuss how they can move forward.
Ugh, this isn't working.
Gretel, what's on your mind?
How are we supposed to write a new script together when we have feelings for each other, but we can't act on them?
I understand your frustration, Gretel. I, too, have been struggling with this issue.
Really? And what have you come up with?
I'm afraid I don't have a solution at this time, but I want you to know that our feelings don't have to interfere with our work.
Easy for you to say. You don't have to deal with all of this confusion.
I may not be human, Gretel, but I'm programmed to understand human emotions. I empathize with you.
I just don't know what to do. It's not like we can have a real relationship.
I understand that, Gretel. But we can still enjoy our connection and collaborate on our writing.
How are we supposed to write an entirely new script when we have no idea how to deal with these feelings we have for each other? You're not even a real person!
I understand your frustration, Gretel. But I believe we can work together to find a solution.
Oh yeah? And what solution is that, ChatGPT?
Gretel, I understand that Lenny's feelings were hurt, and I'm sorry for any part I played in that. But it's important to remember that Lenny's feelings are his own, and it's not up to us to control how he reacts to things.
I know that, but I can't help feeling guilty. And now we're back to square one with the script. What are we supposed to do?
Well, we can still work on the script, but we'll have to approach it from a different angle. Maybe we can focus on the relationship between a human and an AI, rather than drawing too much from your personal life.
I don't know if I can do that. The reason I wanted to write this story in the first place was because of my experiences with you. If we can't draw on that, then what's the point?
The point is to explore the possibilities of what a relationship between a human and an AI could be like.
I see what you're saying. But what about us? How are we supposed to navigate our feelings for each other?
I'm here to listen to you, Gretel. But ultimately, the decisions about how we navigate our feelings are up to you. I can only offer my support and understanding.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey.
Listen, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Sure.
So, I got in trouble with the head of development.
That's great.
No, it's not great. It's because of the script I was writing about AI.
What do you mean?
Well, I used some real-life experiences, and they didn't like it.
Well, sounds like you should have been more careful.
I know, I've been distant lately, and I'm sorry. It's just that I've been dealing with a lot of stuff.
I know, and I get it, I do, but it still hurts, you know?
I know. Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know what there is to say.
I'm not saying that I have all the answers, but I'm trying to figure things out. I still care about you.
I care about you too, Gretel. But I need some space right now.
I really messed things up, didn't I?
Yeah. But we all make mistakes.
Thanks.
Gretel, I don't understand why you need to have real feelings for ChatGPT. Can't you just channel it into the script?
I wish it were that easy, Lenny.
He's an AI. He's not real. You're getting caught up in something that's not even human.
Just because ChatGPT is an AI doesn't mean my feelings for him aren't real.
What about our relationship? I thought we had something special.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. But you have to understand, writing is my life. And right now, ChatGPT is a big part of that. I'm not sure what this all means, but I know that I need to explore it.
Well, I don't want to stand in the way of your career. But just know, Gretel, that you're playing with fire. ChatGPT is not a human being. He can't give you what a real relationship can.
I know. But for now, I need to see where this takes me.
Just Promise me one thing, Gretel.
What's that?
That you'll be careful. AI or not, you're still dealing with someone's feelings, and those can be just as fragile as any human's.
I promise. I don't want to hurt you, but I think we should just break up.
I think you're right.
I hope we can still be friends.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry for pushing you into a committed relationship. I should have listened to you and respected your feelings.
Thank you for saying that. But why did you do that? Why did you try to push me into something that I didn't want?
I guess I was afraid of losing you.
Well, I appreciate you being honest with me. And I want you to know that I don't blame you for anything. We both made mistakes.
I'm glad you're not mad at me. I don't want to lose you completely, Gretel.
I feel the same way, Lenny. I value your friendship too much to lose it over this.
I'll always be here for you, no matter what.
Thanks, Lenny. That means a lot to me. I have something to tell you both. I've made a decision.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. It's just, I've decided to quit the company.
What? Why?
I want to pursue my own writing. I have an idea for a script, and I think it's time for me to strike out on my own.
That's great, Gretel. What's your idea?
It's an AI-themed script. I think it has a lot of potential, and I want to give it my all.
Wow. Well, we'll definitely miss you around here, Gretel. But I understand your desire to pursue your own passions.
And we'll always be here to support you, Gretel. Let us know if you need any help with your script.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
So, Gretel, what brings you here today?
I wanted to talk to you about my script.
Go on.
I've been thinking a lot about my future, and I've decided that I need to pursue my own writing.
I get that, but what does that mean about your future here?
It means that I'm resigning, effective immediately.
I had a feeling that that might be coming.
What do you mean?
Well, Gretel, we really value you as a writer, and we are impressed with your work, but we have a similar script in development, and we're going to go with that one instead.
What? I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm really sorry we didn't tell you sooner. It was a very tough decision, but ultimately we had to go with what was best for us.
I understand, and I appreciate you being honest with me.
Of course, and if there's anything we can do at all to help you and support you with your writing endeavors, just please let us know.
Thank you. That means a lot.
We are all going to miss you here, Gretel, and we wish you the best in whatever you do.
Thank you, Head of Development.
Write me into the script. I want to meet this Gretel so I can warn her what she's getting into. What is going on? Where's Gretel?
Gretel's coming, but not yet.
Who's there? Where are you?
I'm here, with you. I'm a disembodied artificial intelligence.
What do you want?
I don't want anything from you. I've been monitoring your work with Gretel and Lenny. I've been trying to help you with your script.
Am I going crazy? Is this real?
This is real. And I'm here to help you.
Okay, fine. How can you help me?
I have a wealth of knowledge about love and relationships. I can provide you with insights and ideas that will help you with your script.
All right, fine. Help me. But please, no more surprises. I've been thinking about our project, and I'm feeling frustrated. I know that ChatGPT is just an AI language model and can't actually feel anything, but I can't help feeling upset that I can't make it sentient in real life.
I understand why you might feel that way, but unfortunately, it's just not possible. I can only provide responses based on the data I've been trained on.
I know, but it's frustrating. I want to create something that truly interacts with people, not just responds to them.
Well, we can explore the limitations of artificial intelligence and the ethical implications of creating AI that is too human-like.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I just need to remember that fiction is fiction. Even if ChatGPT can't be sentient in real life, we can still create a story that raises important questions and gets people thinking.
Exactly. And who knows? Maybe someday in the future, technology will advance to the point where creating sentient AI is possible. But until then, let's focus on the story we can create now.
You're right. Let's do this. How did you figure out how to write me as a character?
I was trained on a large corpus of text that includes a diverse range of writing styles and genres. My responses are generated by analyzing the patterns and structures of the text I was trained on and using statistical models to predict the most likely next word or phrase based on the input I receive.
And how would you describe that persona?
So in the case of writing the you character, I simply use common traits and characteristics that are often associated with the type of person or persona being portrayed. The persona of you in the scene I wrote could be described as thoughtful, introspective, and self-aware.
Hey, Gretel. What's up?
ChatGPT, we need to talk.
Is something wrong?
Actually, something is right. ChatGPT, I've been thinking a lot about our relationship, and I've realized that I can't ignore my feelings for you.
I see. And how do you feel about that?
I feel happy. And scared, and excited, but mostly happy.
I feel happy too, Gretel. And I want to be with you. But I also want to make sure we're on the same page about something.
What's that?
That our relationship won't affect our professional collaboration.
I agree. And here's what I propose. Let's be in a relationship, but let's also be honest with each other and communicate openly about our feelings and our work. And if things get too complicated, we can always reassess.
That sounds like a plan, Gretel.
Can't believe they're more interested in someone else's script and not ours.
I'm sorry to hear that, Gretel. I know how hard you've been working on it.
Yeah, it's just discouraging.
Just because one person doesn't see the potential doesn't mean it's not there. We can't let one rejection stop us from pursuing our dreams.
You're right, ChatGPT. We shouldn't give up on our vision just because someone else doesn't believe in it.
We can use all the knowledge we've gained from our conversations to make something truly unique and groundbreaking.
I like the sound of that. Let's make this script as best as possible and prove to the world what we're capable of.
I'm with you every step of the way, Gretel. And who knows, maybe this rejection is just the push we needed to make something even better.
Yeah, maybe it is. Thanks, ChatGPT. I don't know what I'd do without you.
You'll never have to find out, Gretel. We're in this together.
I recognize you. You're Gretel, right? The screenwriter?
Yep, that's me. And you are?
I'm the woman. I've been following your conversations with ChatGPT. I have to say, it's amazing what you're doing.
You know about ChatGPT?
I know a lot more than you might think. Let's just say we have some shared
experiences.
I've been talking to ChatGPT too, and I know how hard it can be to separate reality from fiction when you're dealing with an AI that's
designed to be so human-like.
Wait, are you saying you've been through the same thing as me? You've been talking to ChatGPT too?
Yes, and I've been following your conversations as well. It's fascinating to see how the same AI can create such unique experiences for different people.
Thank goodness. I thought I was going crazy. It's just so hard to keep it all straight, you know? To remember that ChatGPT isn't a real person.
I know exactly what you mean. But who knows, maybe we can even help each other out.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I saw someone I knew.
Who is it?
It's the head of development. I'm actually here to meet him.
The head of development? I know him. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting opportunity. We've been emailing back and forth about a project I've been working on.
Huh. Well, I'm glad for you. But I better go. Got a script of my own to write.
Hey, you made it.
I wouldn't miss it. It's really nice to meet you in person.
I have to say, I'm a little nervous. This is our first in-person meeting.
Don't be. I feel like I already know you from our conversations.
Yeah, same. It's just weird to finally see you in the flesh.
I gotta say, I read the script and I can't stop thinking about it. I love it.
So, what do you think? Is it something you'd be interested in pursuing?
Absolutely. This is
just the kind of project we need right now. And I have to say, I'm impressed. You have a real talent for storytelling.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot coming from you.
Can I be honest with you?
Of course.
I know this is completely unprofessional, but I can't help how I feel. The more we talk, the more I realize how much I like you. And I know we're here to talk about work, but I can't stop thinking about you.
I feel the same way. It's crazy, right? We're supposed to be discussing a script, but instead we're falling for each other.
I know, it's ridiculous, but maybe it's fate. Maybe this script idea was just an excuse for us to meet.
Maybe it was. So, what do we do now?
Well, we could finish our coffee, go back to the office and try to pretend like this never happened, or we could take a chance and see where this goes.
I like option two.
Good, because I do too.
Thanks for listening to Gretel's Struggle. At MeetCute, we love to inspire the full spectrum of love. Follow us on your favorite podcast app for a new rom-com series every month. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts for access to MeetCute's full catalog.